We're talking to Yvonne O'Reilly. She's the managing partner of Avant Team, and she specializes in evolving leaders, transforming teams, and shaping cultures.
On a superficial level, oftentimes when I walk into those teams, there's a sense of getting along together. But as you scratch the surface and you talk to individuals, maybe it's not so rosy as it seems. And they also have, they carry wounds from the past. They have residual emotions from things that have happened that haven't been resolved. And so some of the work is about having that authentic conversation about what up till then has been undiscussable and not put on the table.
Right. It's communicating, daring, and also being the sort of organization where people feel free to have the trust that they could come with a problem, you know, something that's affecting them personally, and not be scoffed at or dismissed or in trouble.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That takes time. You know, not every team is actually ready for that level of open discussion. And this is why I say oftentimes it's a journey. We can't force people to talk. There has to be a incremental building up of trust that the space in which they are is one where they can have confidence, that they can, you know, they'll test it, and there's a little experimenting. And, you know, the senior leader's role, the CEO, often is crucial to set that example. And so it takes some time to get there. But ultimately, as I say, people want to do a good job, and they want to be in a team that feels like a place they can learn, they can contribute, and they can grow. And so it's because people have those dreams that the conversations ultimately are possible.
But do people ever have room to say things anonymously, that they don't have to feel that they might get in trouble for saying what they need to say? Or do you want people to be able to talk and to take responsibility for what they feel?
Well, I always take the temperature of the team. And, you know, the team will build that level of confidence and trust so long as I hold that trust in them. So as a team coach, as a systemic team coach, I know I also have an influence, and I see the greatness in the team, and I see the potential in the team, and I see the hurt sometimes in the team. And so the anonymity of it, sometimes it starts like that, where there's, creating of a diagram or a picture or some expression of what they think is going on individually. And the group as a whole talks about some common themes. But then as time goes by, they start to open up, and they start to say, well, here's what I shared, or here's what I said, and, you know, here's how I really feel. So it's about accompanying and adding a highlight to those moments when someone is daring enough, someone is brave enough to actually say what they feel, and that starts to create the safety.